Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education, research, student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Jason Cook. Jason is Baylor University's Vice President of Marketing and Communications and Chief Marketing Officer. He came to Baylor from Texas A&M, where he served as VP of Marketing and Communications for 5 years prior to transitioning into athletics as the Senior Associate Athletics Director for External Affairs. And in 2012, he was named as the International Brandmaster of the Year by the Educational Marketing Group. Jason is with us today on the program. Jason, welcome. Always good to have you here.
Oh, you bet, Derek. It's great to be here and always exciting to talk about everything going on at Baylor.
Well, a lot going on, the start of a new year, and let's just dive right in here as we start a new year. Could you give us sort of a state of the university address, if you will, kind of where the university is from a brand and reputation standpoint as you look across the different constituencies you interact with?
Yeah, certainly. You have President Livingstone on the program quite a bit, I think like once a month. And, one thing that she always talks about is how strong and resilient Baylor is. And if you look at what the university's been through over the past couple of years, that's a true testament to many different things. And one of them is just the demand for a Christian education in a values-based leadership environment that Baylor provides. We're continuing to see that demand there, even after all the challenges that the institution has been through. And then also another key factor as we look at a lot of the initiatives that we're starting, where we truly get to experience the passion that exists within the Baylor alumni in our family that has here. There's a lot of passion for the brand. Baylor people are very proud of what the school has accomplished and where the school's going. So if I look from a brand perspective, we're really strong, and it's getting stronger each and every day.
You mentioned the faith aspect, certainly distinctive of Baylor, but what are some of the other ways that Baylor stands out from peer institutions across the country?
I've worked in higher education for, almost 20 years from a marketing standpoint, and I think that higher education is really plagued by what I call the sea of sameness. And really, every institution wants to look like everyone else, and it's particularly true for institutions who have higher academic aspirations like Baylor does. So it's one of those things where if we could just look like University X, we could be like them. But what happens is you truly dilute kind of the key brand characteristics of what happens at the institutions. And that's something that we're extremely cognizant about, because we think that Baylor has truly a unique place in the market, that we're going to stay true to our Baptist heritage. We're going to be an unambiguously Christian university, but we also want to be a preeminent Tier 1 research university. And there's not many of those out there. There may not be but one or two across the country. So we think that we're able to carve out a distinct, a unique place in higher education as a preeminent Christian research university.
We are visiting with Jason Cook, Baylor University's Vice President of Marketing and Communications. And let's talk more specifically about reaching the people who are going to be the next generation of Baylor students, those prospective students and their parents. Now, we're dealing with a younger generation, so maybe there are people who have to reach customers in other areas listening who could glean something from this today as we talk about reaching millennials, younger millennials, and their parents. Now, I know you and your wife are the parents of a couple of children, two sons squarely in that age group. So what can you tell us about that generation, what they value, what they're looking for, and how you try to reach them?
Well, I hope this doesn't come across about my parenting skills, Derek, but I will tell you, this generation does not have a very long attention span. If you look at the research out there, that their attention span is like 8 seconds, and that's what you have. And I like to joke with some of our faculty members when they have new students coming in who may have an hour-long lecture plan for the day. It's like, if you can't get them in 8 seconds, you're going to lose them quickly. But that's just how this generation is. It's very hard to get their attention, to get them to focus. Everything is mobile related. It has to fit in their hands. That's their life. That's how they interact with. And so they're very challenging. That how do you grab hold of them? But on the flip side, with this generation, everything is very personal to them. They're also always called the trillennials, because they want to be everything to be true and and real to them. So there's a lot of things that they value, like authenticity. They value experiences. And so while they have short attention spans, the paradox is that they want everything to be true and real deep as well. So a very interesting generation and set of prospective students we're trying to reach.
Now, some people out there I know can be cynical about advertising and marketing, right? They say, well, if it's advertising, it's not real, right? But how do you, what's the challenge? How do you thread that needle between being authentic while still getting that message across to them?
Well, certainly, you know, for us as a higher education institution, we have to be who we are at the end of the day. We have to be real. We have to be authentic. And we want to make sure that every time someone interacts with Baylor or they come into our campus or they see one of our advertisements that we are fulfilling the brand promise that we have. And that's truly embodied in our mission statement to develop those leaders who are going to be Christ-filled and dedicated to worldwide faith and service. So that's something we're very intentional about, but we have to make sure that every touch point exudes that brand promise.
Well, I ask you about the students. What about their parents? Because that's part of making that connection as well.
You know, it's interesting. Parents, you're looking at the research, and frankly, Derek, I've probably done more research over the past couple of years than I have in my entire career, just looking at how do we reposition Baylor for the future and to move forward, and how do we build Baylor as that preeminent Christian research university. And the parents are very similar, particularly the moms, as this generation of kids, that they are looking for authenticity as well. They want someone to be real with them. And a couple of other things that these parents are looking for is safety. You look at this phenomenon about the helicopter moms. They're always around. My wife is a helicopter mom. And so she wants to make sure children are safe in the environment and they're getting what they need. But then also this generation of parents are very interested. They're invested in their children's futures. We see that just wanting them to do everything, quote, right, but then also looking at majors and academic fields of studies, they want to make sure that their children have a future career in place as well. So they want to make sure that they're doing everything the right way to make sure their child's on the right path.
Talking branding, marketing, and reaching students with Jason Cook, Baylor's Vice President of Marketing and Communications. And Jason, it's been about a year now since the launch of Where Lights Shine Bright, the campaign that I'm sure people saw it, whether they on billboards or at a sporting event or maybe even online somewhere. So how did that campaign, looking back at that first year now, reach students and parents in those ways? What are some of the ways that you saw that click?
You know, it's actually a year this time. And when we had students come back to campus, they were greeted to a campus that was glowing green. We had green lights everywhere, and we had green glow-in-the-dark necklaces around Judge Baylor's neck. We had the stadium lit up. We had buildings. And, you know, that was a great time where we reintroduced Baylor after some dark times and said, you know what, this is going to be the new Baylor moving forward, particularly under President Livingstone's new leadership. So at that time, it was more about how do we launch a reintroduction campaign. So we had a lot of outdoor types of advertisements, a lot of things around buildings. We had a digital billboard on the front of Robinson Tower. If you recall, thank goodness there was no wrecks along I-35 during that time. But it was a campaign, really, Derek, that was based in Scripture. In Matthew 5, 14 through 16, where it talks about we're called to be lights in the world, and we are encouraged not to hide our lights under a bushel. So it was something that was very important to us, who kind of hit at the core of who we are as an institution, but it also signaled that after a challenging time, now is the time we want to put a spotlight on the great institution that Baylor is, and then also kind of show a beacon of where we're going as well.
What are some of the ways you measure the effectiveness of that sort of campaign and just how it's received by its intended audience?
You know, certainly we have various key performance indicators that we're looking at just from a pure marketing standpoint. Are we reaching our metrics from a social media perspective in terms of views and engagements and things of that nature? But for us, the ultimately is are we able to hit our metrics that we're looking to establish from prospective students, for example. So we tracked those metrics very clearly, and we had some very good success as part of the first year of the campaign. And where we are this year, last year was more about introduction. This year is we're honing on a little bit more. You're not going to see as many billboards in placement. It's more from a digital media perspective. So we can target specifically the types of students and brand profiles that we're going after to make sure that we introduce them to Baylor in the right way.
Where are some of those spaces that you're finding those students that you've said after a year, this is where they really are?
Yeah, certainly. It's interesting that Baylor, we have Dallas is a huge market for us. We want to grow Houston. We think that there's a tremendous opportunities to grow Baylor in Houston. But where we're seeing a lot of growth is around the country as well. And if you look last year, our out-of-state students were about 36%. And we're tracking maybe a little bit more than that this year. And so that's evidence that that our brand profile truly is growing into a national university as we look at more and more students wanting to come to Baylor from Colorado, from California, and Illinois, from Nashville, areas of that nature as well.
I'm disappointed you didn't mention Indiana right off the top of the bat, my home state.
But... You know what? We always need brand ambassadors in Indiana.
That's on
so,
me then.
There you go.
Very good. You know, in what ways is this campaign that we're talking about here different than some of what Baylor has done in the past? And maybe you talk about that sea of sameness. What are some ways it's intentionally distinct?
You know, certainly, Derek, Baylor had done a tremendous job from a marketing perspective in the past. And my predecessor, John Berry, who was here a long time, just did a wonderful job of carving out Baylor's position in the marketplace. And and I think that it was because of that strong foundation that had been built by John and in the marketing communications team that we were able to weather some of the storms that we've had. But this campaign's a little bit different than what's happened in the past because Where Light Shine Bright really is a university-wide campaign. It's just not something that we're driving from a central marketing and communication perspective. It's really involving all the colleges and schools. It's involving student life, the other major divisions, and even athletics. You're seeing this theme come through from time to time as well. So I think that that's probably the biggest difference is that you're seeing it as a university-wide effort. And I think that one of the interesting things as part of as we developed this campaign and launched it, we actually have a partner agency out of Dallas, Johnson & Seekin, which has absolutely no higher education marketing experience at all. And that was very intentional for us because we wanted to stand out in that sea of sameness and have partners who are going to continuously push the envelope for us and bring new tactics for us. You look at the Texas Bowl, we had we were shining projection advertisements on buildings throughout Houston, for example. So someone who's going to bring some really unique, disruptive ideas so we can let our message stand out.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Jason Cook, Baylor University's Vice President of Marketing and Communications and Chief Marketing Officer. And let's hone in a little on this present moment. It's January. College and high school seniors are going to be making college decisions soon if they haven't already. So let's kind of look at this kind of unique moment in time. What are some ways you're trying to be there for them now as they make that decision? And what are some of the desired outcomes? If they see an ad and like it, what's the, you're not trying to get them to make that decision all at once. You'd love it. But what's the next step, a realistic next step?
You know, I always equate it to dating, all right? And think back during that time. When you're dating, on a first date, you don't ask that person to marry you. You know, so what you're trying to do is establish a relationship and move that relationship on in an intentional and in a significant way. So everything that we do is kind of based on a time period. And the spring is very much recruitment based for us. So a couple of markers that we're looking at is January 25th and 26th, we have our Invitation to Excellence, where we invite high achieving prospective students to our campus, a deep dive into academics and engagement with faculty members and things of that nature, where they will have a lot of one-on-one experiences there. Then we're driving to February 1st is the application deadline for the incoming class for the fall of 2019. And then we're looking at April 6th, which is spring premiere, and that's where we invite high school juniors and seniors to come on campus and experience everything that Baylor has to offer. So everything that we're kind of driving heading towards is that spring premiere timeline. So our media that we spend is geared towards that way. So we'll start out maybe from a messaging standpoint to look at people to maybe learn more. And then we will encourage them to visit campus. Then we will encourage them to apply now. Then we will encourage them to make a deposit. And again, every step of the path is trying to generate that relationship onto the next step.
In what ways do other departments on campus partner with you in that? You know, you're making that initial those initial contacts, but then there's aspects of the Baylor experience that you want them to experience in their own life based on their own interests or desires. So how does everyone kind of come together once that contact is made?
You know what? It is something that we are all brand ambassadors at Baylor, and we've got, I mentioned earlier, that a consistent brand touch point that we have, and they can't be let down in any stretch of the imagination. So when we get people to campus, prospective students to campus, we have to have some sort of handoff from our admissions team and our visitor center team to hand off to the academic units and to the faculty members and to take them on and to advance that relationship that you have a little bit further. So it really is a partnership that everyone understands. Here's our messaging. Here's our platform. Here's what we need. And here's what this class is looking like. So we continuously work with our campus partners to make sure that it's important. And particularly for a private institution like Baylor, about a large percentage of our revenue is dedicated or comes from undergraduate tuition. So it takes all of us working together.
Well, certainly all of us came together. You think back to last year when Baylor made its class and it got to celebrate a diverse class, a highly achieving class coming to Baylor University. A lot of people worked hard to get there. What was that kind of that moment like? Is it a bit of a celebration in a way when you make that? But also, what are some things you glean from that experience that can help you going forward and help your colleagues going forward?
When you look back at institutions that have gone through some reputational challenges in the past, like Baylor had, or a crisis, if you will, years two and three are the tough years as you go out from that. So last year would have been year two for us, and for us to not only make our number, our projected number that we needed to have to make up that class, but for it to be the highest achieving class in the university's history. We also hit our diversity numbers as well. It was a very, very strong class. And this year, looking forward, we're tracking along the same lines as well. So for us, I think it was a validation, if you will, that Baylor's place in higher education is still needed, that there is still a demand for that. Then also just from a tactical standpoint, last year was really the first year that we had engaged at an intentional full level from a digital marketing perspective. And so we did a lot of experimentation in that place. And this year we shifted a lot of our budget to do even more and more from a digital outreach perspective through social media and email and things of that nature. So we saw a lot of the fruits of our labor. So we used that experience last year to shift. And so we're very optimistic of where we're heading for. And again, this will be year three for us. And hopefully by next year, we could turn to business as normal.
We are visiting with Jason Cook, Baylor University's Vice President of Marketing and Communications. And Jason, we talked about admissions, you talk about athletics, departments across campus that marketing communications at Baylor partners with, you know, them all doing their own job to demonstrate that strength and what Baylor's all about. What are some of those partnerships look like working together, everyone do in their own unique lane for Baylor?
You know, it's a very unique environment that we have here, and we talk about the Baylor family quite a bit, and it's very intentional because we truly see ourselves as a family and how we operate. And one thing that I did when I came here, gosh, it's been over 2 years now, which is time has really flown by, but we established a brand council. And it's a realization that we are all brand ambassadors on our campus. It's just not within the Division of Marketing and Communications. It's not me. It's not President Livingstone. We all work together. We are all a brand ambassador. So we all have a responsibility to help tell the Baylor story, and we're all recruiters in that sense. And then I think the other realization that we had is brands are built over a series of moments over time. And so we always have to have, there's some immediate needs. We've got to make the numbers for this class. But how can we continue to plant seeds that, may germinate this time next year, 2 years, 3 years down the road? So we have to make sure that we are caretakers of what's about to be a 174-year brand. How can we continue to make deposits in that brand history and continue that legacy moving forward? So I think a lot of it is just a realization across campus and understanding that we have partners, and we are truly all brand ambassadors.
You talk about being a brand ambassador. What are some practical ways or some fun ways that you've maybe met some people in the Baylor family or seen people do that just in their own, in their own community?
You know, one of the big things that we really push, Derek, is what we call Spirit Fridays. And just something that doesn't seem like much, but wearing green and gold, wearing that Baylor logo on Friday is a very big signal. And we do it not only during the fall, during football season in preparation for games on Saturday, but we want to do it all year long. And just the idea that, hey, you can be proud of our institution, you can be a fan, wearing that Baylor gear in the workplace, that's just something small that anyone can do, but it does have a big statement for the brand as you move forward. Another thing that people could do is share content on their social media platforms. We have a very active social media team, and we produce a lot of content through our institutional channels. It doesn't take anything to share this page on Facebook or give a nice retweet or a regram on Instagram. Those are just some small things that people can really latch onto, and all of a sudden, you're a brand ambassador helping tell the story about Baylor.
Well, Jason, we are heading into the final couple of moments of this program, and you talk about where lights shine bright. That light theme extends to other areas at Baylor. Illuminate the academic strategic plan. Give light the campaign for Baylor's future. I know we don't have time to delve really into those, but when you think about all of that coming together, what these initiatives mean, what does that communicate to people, you believe, about just where Baylor is right now and what 2019 means for the university?
Well, I think that all three of those efforts about light really hit at the core of who we are, and we are called to be lights and to reflect that light that that Christ provides to the world. So I think it truly hits on the core of who Baylor is, and I think it also sends a great signal that of the direction that you're looking at. There's a reason why you have headlights moving forward in your car, and that's that we're looking forward, moving in a very aggressive manner to move this institution to truly fulfill our potential as that Tier 1 preeminent Christian research university. And it's an exciting times ahead, and so keep your lights on.
Nick, that's great. Very excited to think about what we might be talking about in September or December later on in the year as we go on. Jason Cook, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity, Derek.
Jason Cook, Baylor University's Vice President of Marketing and Communications and Chief Marketing Officer, our guest today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can subscribe to the program on iTunes, and you can listen to this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections.